Yo, good afternoon, good evening, and good morning. The name is Joseph, and the thing is about it, I want to talk about how do white people manipulate the system, and even though they were friends with you, they let black people die. When the police come, or maybe they probably feel afraid, they call the cops on you, they let the cops step on your feet, on your fucking neck, and break your fucking neck or shot you in front of them, and they're gonna be like, oh, that's my friend, and they ain't gonna do nothing about it. Think about it, man. Come on, let's wake up, man. We all human beings. Well, last time we checked, I love white women. And I'm sure some of my sister probably do too. My best friend was Ricky. He's white. That's from New York City. And the thing about it, man, like I'm having a problem with it. And it's too many of us dying and for no reason. Too many of black person dying for no reason, where people sit down and try to act like nothing happened. For the longest, I try not to hide my voice. I ain't want to say nothing for like since 2017, 2016, 2015. I can go back a while back while fucking white cops killing black people, man. Like, you know, come on. You killing a human being, bro. You feel like you have no remorse, you don't feel nothing about it. And you make a false report about it at the same time when you do it. And, you know, I have my own problems. You know, I have accounted cops. You know, I sit sometimes in front of my house when I drink a beer or smoke some pot, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong smoking pot. It's not illegal. So smoke some fucking pot. So, you know what I'm saying? Fucker come and tell me the neighbor call or whatever. So what you want me to do? What you want me to do? This shit is legal. Everybody smoking weed. Even the cops smoke weed. And they're trying to hide it. And then they're trying to tell the civilian they cannot smoke weed. They want to arrest you for weed. Remember, weed is a fucking $15 billion a year business, okay? Somehow the United States just recognized that and they start to fucking legalize weed. But you puss-ass police still trying to rush niggas for weed. Okay? I need to stop that bullshit. Come on, let's get real. Because when we wake up here, we want to get our minds straight. Guess what? If you smoke weed, you want to smoke some weed to keep your mind straight. You know what I'm saying? Put your A game on so you could, you know what I'm saying, spend the day, you know what I'm saying? Shoot out. Do what you gotta do throughout the day. But what is wrong with a black guy who smoke weed and the police know that, and then when they come to the hood, they run and rush you? Okay, first of all, they put us as lower class, okay? The lower class person not supposed to have a high class police officer, okay? If I'm a lower class, my community is lower than the suburb. Why you put white cops in my fucking neighborhood? Why? First of all, when the white cops come, they already have that shit in their mind. It's programming their brains where they have to kill black people. The commissioner is black. The deputy is black. The city council is black. But you have fucking white cops in black neighborhoods. Why? Okay? The black cops come from Western. They come from fucking like Cooper City, where they never experience anything ghetto. When they come in the ghetto, guess what? They hit the fucking ghetto, they wanna kill black people. And you guys put those motherfuckers in power. Don't you put our own black people that know what we live into, what we went through. Our same young kids that went through the struggle become a cop. They don't understand the struggle. They were not trying to kill black people like them. You put white people in black neighborhood, guess what they're going to do? They're going to destroy the black youth. Our kid, my kid, your kid. Okay? Even the prosecutor that fucking want to send his own black people to prison, right? guess what? When the police stop their own kid, they kill their kids. Or they rough their kids up. And they're still the prosecutor for the United States government. Or the United States, or the state government, okay? Look at the shit. It's real. It's a lot of logical shit that's going on around this shit. People don't want to face it. I want to face this, and I want to talk about this because this shit hurt. I'm tired of seeing my young black son or daughters get killed by the police, okay? 16-year-old, 17-year-old get killed by the police. They say they make a mistake. And guess what today what happened? They give this fucking bitch fucking 2 years, bro. She gonna spend 16 months in prison, and then she walk out of fucking prison. I killing a black kid. A kid, a baby. It could have been mine, it could have been yours. You understand this? We need to try to fight this and to appeal this. Please. Let's make our voice hear it, you know what I'm saying? Heard again. Just like George Floyd. And this kid that died. The bitch killed the kid and said she mistaken her weapon for a fucking taser. She knew she wanted to shoot the black kid. Okay? From my experience, I had my share of fucking hatred from the police. I had the police arrest me for no reason. Or just because they arrested me for some dumb shit before where I couldn't even say shit about it. Okay? So, I'm tired. I'm fucking tired of this shit, man. Because everybody wants to act like nothing happened, nothing's going on, and we sit out here and the kid's dying, man. Come on. We don't need that shit no more. And let's try to work this shit out. Trying to work this shit out. Please, people. Get at me. 954-469-8242. As a matter of fact, I lied. 954-469-8442. 954-469-8442. Call me. Let's talk about this. Even if I was wrong, if you feel like I was coming too strong, I'm sorry, but I have to tell how it is. And our people is dying. Let's try to help them. Whether you white, Spanish, brown, black, we can talk about this. Let's stop being blind to this shit. Let's start doing some good shit, and for real, let's start taking care of our community. Our community is dying because the police, they're vicious, they're military devil dogs just like me. They serve, and they come back, they suffer from PTSD, and all they see is seeking, they're killing people. And these are the people that we hired. We need to stop that. If you have a military background, you should not be a police. And I could prove that to you guys, where a military that went to war cannot be a police over here. In the United States, it's crazy. Once you serve in the military, that should become the police. No. Whoever serve in the military, when you come home, just stay the fuck away from service. Because you a killer. A killing machine. They put a killing machine on the street. Okay? The killing machine on the street. And when they was growing up, their parents teach them how to hit black people. A killing machine with a gun. And guess what they going to do? When I see a black person walking around, they threaten. They feel like, oh, he's black. Oh my God, I'm going to say that he got a gun, and then we're just going to shoot him. And it's always work. And guess what? The same method that their parents teach them, and that's the same method they got the fucking Supreme Court. Whatever. Regular state court or federal court, They use the same fucking method because they all racist. So, I'm sorry. I have to get to the point. I'm touching those bases. So I'm sorry. Like, you hate me. But if you like me too, go ahead and subscribe to the fucking page. Because I'm tired.